BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here.
Welcome back to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. It's yours truly, Ken Clark, here back with another player interview as we get this thing started. We're in the offseason, and we got a lot of new players that have joined our Jackson State football team. And today, we have the pleasure of bringing to you another interview I think you guys might like. And there he is. Welcome to Tiger Talk. We got Mr. Josh Noble joining us. What's going on, Josh? How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing? I'm blessed. I appreciate you guys for inviting me here.
Hey, man, it's excited to have you on. I know you've been at Jackson State for a good little minute now. Have got a chance to get through the spring and came to us from Western Michigan, man. So let's jump right into it. You know, we appreciate you for being on Tiger Talk. We want to introduce you officially to Tiger Nation through Tiger Talk, and we'll start there. Let's get into your transition from Western Michigan over to Jackson State. We'll start there.
Yeah, it was a good transition. At the first, I was recruited by Coach Bradley, and he wound up transferring to South Alabama. So they found me. I don't know how they found me. I'm up north, and they down south. So I was like, hey, Jackson State hit me up. So my mom, my dad, and they was excited. And that later on that night, they said they're going to talk to me, send it to TC, and see how he likes me and stuff. I'm working out at the gym. He picked the phone up. I dropped everything. I went outside, talked to him, and said, he'll offer me. So that was like a big blessing. Then afterwards, we talked over the week. I got to meet some of the coaches. I got to talk with Coach Jackson. Coach Jackson is our football D-line assistant coach. So it was amazing talking to him. Then we did a virtual. We did a virtual tour going around. And that was beautiful. So after the tour, I was like, man, what's going to happen? I got to make a move. So I called my mom up and I was like, you know what, mom, I'm going to commit. And she was like, she was jumping out of her seat, like so excited.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I called Coach Bradley and I told him I'm going to commit. They got me up here, blew me out. And I've been here and they showed me nothing but respect and love.
So it sounds like you committed before you actually got a chance to visit, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
hey, that's actually pretty special. It speaks to the brand of Jackson State. So let's get into, I guess, kind of prior to you getting to Western Michigan. So talk about, you know, where you're from, hometown, where you grew up, and what led you to Western Michigan and kind of your decision to enter the portal before you even had the opportunity to join Jackson State.
Gotcha. So I'm from Camden, New Jersey. Camden, New Jersey is pretty much the Jackson of New Jersey.
Okay.
So it's beautiful. I know we don't have like the best reputation for like all violence and stuff like that, but it's so many nice people, so many humble people I get to train with, talk to on a daily basis. Like the coaches I met there is like on a whole nother level what they're thinking in their mind, and I appreciate everything Camden has done for me just out here. From Camden, I went to a double school, so I went to a different school than I played for. So I went to a performance art school. So in a performance art school, you have a whole bunch of majors. You can dance, act, sing, do a whole bunch of stuff. So I went there for instrumental. I played the trumpet for a very long time. And that's one thing. Hey, when I heard with the Sound of Goon, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was going crazy on the side. I was like, this band is crazy. And the thing is, in the spring game, half the band was playing. I couldn't hear nothing but the song. That's how loud they are. So I'm like, I love it. But I went there. I used to take a bus all the way to my new school, Woodrow Wilson. I was at Camden High, but I wound up transferring there my sophomore year. Then I went to Wilson. We won state championship, and it's pretty much how like my college is right now. I stayed at Western. I wound up transferring also my sophomore year. Same thing with Camden High, transfer, went to Woodrow Wilson, and okay. we won a championship right off the rip. I had to go in there, I had to set myself down as a starter. It was rough at the same time coming in at Woodrow because I was new. I didn't really know that much, but I wind up getting a validation from my team, and we bonded just like that. And I wind up changing my number to number 9. That year, we had a crazy D-line, like the best D-line.
Okay.
We had a Gatorade Player of the Year, Fidel Diggs. He had Syracuse right now. He had 21 sacks. Then we had Gosh, he had a DN D tackle. He has 16 sacks. He's at Stony Brook right now. Then I had 12 sacks coming off of, like, I didn't start for the first 3 games because I was coming in. And I went against 12 sacks that game. So that D-line was, like, off the chain. We were getting to it. So I wound up playing my sophomore year, my junior year. Went to my senior year, COVID happened. Didn't play that full year. But at the same time, I played 5 games and got 12 sacks. So
wow.
Pretty lucky I got to play a full season. And that was like, I think I took my leadership up a notch when those older guys left. And that led me to Western Michigan. So Western Michigan hit me up. They was talking to me. The coaches are great over there. And they knew where I was, where I came from. We had a quarterback, Nick Cardman, comes from Western Michigan. So they found me over there, and they showed me love. And I was like, you know what, we pulled the trigger. So that led me to Western.
Man, that's an interesting story. I think the fans are going to love that story, man. So much to unpack from that. I mean, even when you get to – before we moved from Western Michigan, I saw in this previous NFL draft, man, I saw you on the film. You, one of your teammates got drafted. I think it was one of your teammates that maybe hit the portal and went somewhere else. No, he got drafted from Western Michigan. And I was looking at the film, and I remembered your number. I was like, "Oh man, that's Josh on the other side, man." So I thought that was did you catch the film? Was that a proud moment for you?
Oh, that was, I went live TV. I was so happy, man. That man, Marshawn Lewis, bro. That man is baller. I can say that. Yeah, dog.
Yeah, man. That was special, man. So we were happy to have you. I think back to early signing period, right? We're going through, and those of us, myself, Corey, Zoe, in the Tiger Talk crew, we were following recruiting very closely. And then as we start to get the names are rolling in on signing day, right? Early signing day. And then towards the end, Joshua Nobles pops up. And we're like, whoa, where'd this come from? You know, so it kind of gave us an insight to kind of what happened with you from your recruiting standpoint. We know that you, like I said, Coach Bradley, who was our D coordinator as he transitioned to be the D-line coach for South Alabama, Coach Terenzo Quinn, who's now the defensive coordinator, he slides in. And then that creates the opportunity for us to go out and hire a new D-line coach. We bring in Coach Callie James. Let's talk about your relationship with both the D coordinator coach. I know you talked about Coach Jackson, which I love, but let's talk about your relationship with Coach Quinn and your transition to getting to know Coach Callie James as he came in to take over the D-line.
I can say one thing. Coach James, first meeting we had, he came in there. He told us the first words he said, it's going to get real. So, like, off the rip, I'm like, saying that off the rip, that means, like, something's going to happen. And he gave us, like, the downfall of, like, what's going to happen, the standard we're going to have, what we're going to do every single day. He told us the stances, what we gonna do. Like, he came in there demanding. And you don't see that from a lot of coaches. They come in there, like, they try to get to know the player. He looked like he knows us for a hot minute. And I knew him for like a month after that. And you could feel that we knew each other for years. Like, the bond right there is one another. He calls me every day, make sure I'm all right. And I love it. I love playing for him. He's an amazing coach. We want to be technique sound, and he's making that happen at practice. Emphasize pointing the tip of the pad. We doing a whole bunch of stuff that he taught us over his time at Florida University, and it shows. it really shows, and I really appreciate that. Now with Coach Quinn, man is smart. Man is playing chess out there. I can tell you that.
You know what? I don't want to cut you off, but I always, that's the first thing that all of the players go to when they're talking about Coach Quinn, his football mind. Keep going. I didn't mean to cut you off, but keep going.
Man, his mind is so me and J-Dub, so Jeremiah Williams.
Yes.
Me and him sitting down and we talking to him, and he's like telling us like his game plan for like our summer and like our first game, and like the way he's like coming into it, he's telling us like different things. He want to like set people up. He want to confuse offensive linemen. Like that stuff, on like, especially if a defensive coordinator, he makes our job easy like doing that. Like,
wow.
You can't, I don't think you can be a defensive coordinator and just run the same play over and over again, the same look. Because they're going to catch on to that.
Absolutely.
Mix it up. You ain't going to know what hits you as we play us. Man, our defense is going to be crazy, but that man is really smart. I can't wait to play.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, I'm excited already. I know those of us who love to talk football, love to get into the schemes and the mindset of the coaches. This is good stuff, man. We like a very aggressive defense. Our greatest defense in our history of Jackson State is called the Dark Side, man. We got everybody's asking, is the Dark Side back? I said, hey, man, we got to let them go show. They got to go prove it to us first. We're not going to crown you guys early. But I love that, man. I love I just was talking to Coach Callie James recently, man. He was out in Pittsburgh, man, working with the Steelers. And I'm just like, man, how awesome is that to see one of our coaches get a chance to go be around a coach like Mike Tomlin, who's one of my favorite coaches ever. Right. Mm-hmm. Not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, Raiders fan here. But a Jet and Steel, we had Coach Michael Orr on a live show just the other night. But he has a brother who's a defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens. So when you look at the staff mm-hmm. that Coach Lorenzo Quinn and Coach T.C. Taylor has put together from a defensive standpoint, we think it's just absolutely great for you guys from a just a development standpoint and a learning of the game. Standpoint. So I'll stick with the coaches real quick, and let's talk about your relationship with Coach TC. How has that been going for you since you've been here in Jackson?
Hey, I appreciate everything he has done for me. He the one who got me here in the first place. My family loves him. We have our conversations every time I see him, and it's great. He told me everything. He told me what he expects from me this year. What's a goal for me? He was like, "Hey, I got something for you. Hit that double digit sack goal." I'm like, yeah. Oh, I got you. So we was talking and everything, and he's a great coach, great offensive coordinator. One of our practice, he was coaching. That man, dog. That man, dog. So it was a great experience with him, and I appreciate him so much.
Yeah, I always try to tell everyone. I say, hey, man, for those of us who – and Coach is very low-key, has a just a very laid-back personality, but when you see him on that field coaching, hey man, when he getting on the team, hey, we on the sideline, we be quiet too. We like, man, coach, get intense, man. And if folks haven't really seen that side of him, man, he's a great coach and very intense at times, but very intentional And we absolutely believe in the direction of the program under Coach T.C. Taylor and staff. But so let's talk about your transition. You came from Camden, New Jersey, over to Western Michigan, and then you transitioned to Jackson, Mississippi. You come down to the South, man. How has that transition to Jackson, the city, been for you?
Man, oh, man, it's been great. The fans out here is so loyal. You can see that. I went to Walmart a couple of days ago, and I ran into a guy, and he was like, "Are you from Jackson?" I was like, "Nah, I play for Jackson State." He was like, "Oh, I got you." And he wound up taking a picture with me, and he was like, "Hey, if you ever get hungry, you ever need some food, you ever need some Southern food, I know you're from the," I told him I was from up north. He was like, "I know Southern cook way different out here." He was like, I got you." So I was like, man, the people out here are so wonderful. And like, you don't even know. Like, I love the fan base out here. I watch videos on like how many people will be in the crowds on a game. I'm like, oh, it's gonna get real. And like this fever spring game. Spring game was a lot of people there. That's the most people I played in the spring game. So like, it's like, wow, it's beautiful. And Jackson State is so beautiful to be around, especially the fans.
Hey man, I know it's gonna warm their heart to hear that, man. And we love our JSU Tigers. I mean, Jackson is just a different city. I mean, for those that don't know, Jackson is the blackest city in America. You know what I mean? It has that city. We call it the city with soul. You know, shout out to Visit Jackson over there. That's great sponsors with Jackson State University. But every time we talk to a player, that's kind of a very similar occurrence that they have with people. Hey, finding out that you're a Jackson State football Tiger or just an athlete at JSU anyway, it just goes to show, you know, JSU is our NFL. That's our pro team there, right? So we appreciate our athletes, man. Let's get into a little bit more about you as a player. We'll start with a lot of our football. I'm a football nerd. You know, I like to get into the nitty gritty, right? Let's get into height and weight and then playing style, you know, players you kind of pattern your game after. Let's start with height and weight and then kind of your playing style from your perspective.
So I'm 6'3", 255, 260, 260. Okay. I eat a lot. So I'm around that weight. Man, oh, man. You know who I really like? I love to watch. I love to watch Shaq Barrett. Oh, my God. His 2018 run. Oh, my God. It was wonderful. And I got to like look at him, and we weigh the same height. I've been trying to look at his get off is sharp. His hand placement, the way he motor. That's what I love about him. His motor, he gonna track you down. So like that's why I'm trying to play after of those guys in the NFL. I'm trying to like modern my playing style after him.
Do you have outside of Shaq? Do you is he your favorite player, or do you have a favorite whether historically or playing now? Is just somebody that made you? So, I would say when we say favorite player, who's that player that made you say, "Man, I want to play the game. I want to do what he did."
DeMarcus Ware, guy was a dog.
Recent Hall of Famer. Okay.
Dog dive all over the place. Thick spins, spin move, cross chop, like. I grew up watching him because my family, my mom's side of family is huge Cowboy fans, like crazy. So just seeing him dominate every week, I could say J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was a dog. And like when I was in eighth grade, I'm telling you, I was in eighth grade, they called me J.J. Black Watt. I was going in a little bit. You know,
that's a good one.
I was going crazy with it. But also, I was watching Cameron Wake.
Like, okay.
That's the Dolphins number 91. That man, him and Donovan Sue together.
Yeah.
That man with them two dogs together. So I kind of modern my game after them. And like, they had the type of guys that got me into football and like actually had me want to watch it. And like, yeah, this is nice.
Hey, man, that fake spin by DeMarcus Ware. Hey, I got to shout out my brother, Toronte Day, TD. TD, he's a big Denver Broncos fan, man. So I think DeMarcus Ware was wearing that Denver Broncos jersey when he gave that fake spin and came around. TD, I see you, brother. I wanted to put that there because I knew DeMarcus Ware did go over there and show him some love, man. So let's do this real quick. Let's talk about your acclimation with your teammates. A lot of new teammates. It's a new vibe, new energy, whole new look for you from a college standpoint. How has your building of camaraderie with your teammates been?
Oh, it's been great. They welcome me in with open arms. Everybody on the D line is great. The new people that came in with me, I was talking with a lot of them. getting to know the offensive line, because at the same time, they're my teammates, and we're going to be fighting on the same team when it's game day. So trying to get into, like, everybody's head, trying to remember everybody's name, because it's a whole bunch. Remember a whole bunch of people's names just coming. I'm just getting here. It's kind of nuts. But at the same time, trying to get everybody where they're from, like, how they got to football. Just some guys that, like I never knew, like, they would be around like that. Like, they had, like, a bunch of dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
New voices. Man, the country voices, a lot of people got that country accent. So, it's a little hard to understand them sometimes. So,
it's all good. I don't know. Yes, indeed, man. I'll ask you this, man. So, I know you went through the spring. You went through had a good spring game. In comparison, for someone who doesn't really know much about Western Michigan football, how was the, like, going through the spring with Jackson State in comparison to, like, going through the spring under Western Michigan?
So it was a big difference in, like, tempo. I feel like Jackson State clarified on tempo and, like, getting to the ball and stuff like that. We pretty much ran the same defense as Jackson State. So it wasn't like too big of a deal for me to step in and stuff like that. But at Western Michigan, we did more teamwork. Here we do more individual work and working on our technique. So I actually like that way more, because it turns up in the game. When you're tired or you can't go no more, you fall to your techniques. You fall for what you know. And I think having, like, more time of us, like, actually hitting bags, getting our hand placement right, stuff like that, I think that's, like, a beautiful thing.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good deal, man. Are you familiar with the HBCU culture? I mean, you're going from a FBS program in Western Michigan, coming to Jackson State. How familiar are you with the HBCU vibe, culture, and atmosphere?
So I actually have a whole bunch of family that's that plays and stuff like that. So, like, I know a little bit about it, and they were telling me good things about Jackson State. And they told me about the culture is going to be amazing there. It's going to be a culture shock as soon as you get there, and it was, and I love every bit of it.
Yeah, man. I know you. Is there something that you look forward to? I'm gonna take this away. Let me take away the entrance into the vet. We know that. Look, our first home game is against Lane College. We're gonna go to ULM. We're gonna go win that game. We gotta go beat ULM, right? And then we play Lane College as our first home game. Usually, the same answer just, I guess, is running out. And if you want to use that, that's fine. But in your own words, like in your heart of hearts, what's that thing that you're looking forward to the most? Putting that uniform on and going out there to play for Jackson State.
Man, it's just like, I get to go out there and be free. I get to go out there and hunt. Like, I get to be myself. Like, all the worries back home, like, I'm 17 hours away from home. That just clears my head when I'm out on the field. And everything about Jackson State, what they stand for, what my coaches stand for, what the players next to me stand for. I know for a fact that if I go down or I get hurt or something like that, my teammates going to run on the field, pick me up. So, I mean, we got another player in you. Come on. And I know for a fact that this team is one another. We're a brothership. I love this team because the way we put ourselves together, the way we talk to each other when we're down, the way we be with each other is so beautiful.
I love that, man. I mean, one thing, having participated, I would say, in a championship on a collegiate level, from a basketball standpoint, it's still, there's a lot of intangibles that go into winning a championship. We do have some teammates in the room, in the defensive room, that was a part of the championship winning Jackson State a couple seasons ago. And those little intangibles, those little things are the things that I would say that the team is definitely going to need in order to get to that next level. Before we get ready to get out of here, what's something that you would say that probably something about you that fans would probably not know if they'd be shocked to know about you? Just a fun fact.
Oh yeah, I play. I got in my room right now. I got piano. I got guitar. I got electric guitar.
Oh,
I got
man.
Viola. I'd be.
Oh, you a master musician? That's what you're trying to say.
I'll be in there in my room jamming. I could be on the game, but I'd rather play my instruments. I'd rather like that. But my instruments put me like in a good mindset. Like wow. I love playing it. Like people don't know that.
Hey man, we might have to see if Dr. Little man could get you over there, man, and do a little something in the band room, man. That's listen. I'll say this, man. I'm what I would call a unofficial official band head. I don't know how to play an instrument. I feel like I didn't take music serious when I was coming up. I always felt like if I could go back and do it all over again, I would have tried to play an instrument, whether learn the keyboard. And I know it's not too late. I know people say, man, it ain't too late. Look, I've tried, man. I don't know if I have the discipline and the time to. But looking at it now and looking at some of the guys that grew up with me that did do that and gigging and just, you know, man, I love it, man. So kudos to you, man. Keep that going. That's a great skill to have. You will appreciate it even more so when you get a little older, because I think you might start gigging, man. You might, next thing you know, you might be one of these little, you know, night spots, man, playing with a, you know, putting together a band, man. What's your thoughts? You got any music?
I was in a jazz band for my 8th grade year, 9th grade year. So we went to festivals playing. So it was like, it was a beautiful time at that school and what they taught me and everything. My band, where I think that's like top notch, Rebirth Marching Band, is a New Orleans band. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Listen to Move Your Body, Take Me to the Moon. Oh my God. You're gonna hear those trumpets. You're gonna hear those tubas. Oh my God, it's crazy. But
oh yeah. Man, listen, I'm gonna be paying attention to you, man. When I see the boom start to play, I'm gonna look for you, man. See how you vibe. Yes, indeed, man. Hey, look, before we get out of here, man, a quick message to the fans. And is that your social media under your name right there at Joshua Nobles 2? Yeah.
Yes, sir. I changed my number to number 2 this year. So.
Oh, wow. You're going to number 2. Okay. Yeah. All right. See, that's the breaking news on Tiger Talk. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Got my new name.
So it's at Joshua Nobles 2. Is that for IG, Twitter? Which site?
It's called Instagram. Is that one. TikTok is Joshua Nobles 02. YouTube is 856.joshTV. And yeah.
Good deal, man. Hey, one parting message for the fans. It's been a great time on Tiger Talk, man. What you got for us?
Yeah, I appreciate everything y'all do for us. You don't know how much respect and like how much it means to us that y'all come out and do what y'all do, see us outside of football. You make us feel so special, and I really appreciate that. And we love you guys. I'm not a guy that wants to like speak out on stuff. I'm about action. So I'm telling you right now, We finna win a SWAT championship, and we finna win a bowl game. I'm gonna tell you that right now, and we gonna show you that.
Hey man, I love it, man. Tiger Nation, we got Mr. Joshua Nobles here. Y'all heard the man. Great interview, man. Great time sitting down with you. Hey Josh, man, we appreciate you. Hey, we looking forward to a fantastic season. I know you guys are getting ready to report. Hey man, go out there and do your thing, and you know you'll see us again, man. That's it. Ian Clark, it's Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. the I Love Go Tigers, baby. Peace. Peace.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.